Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't feel as though I need to apologize for anything.
Okay, maybe not apologize, but admit.
What I need to admit is one thing and one thing only.
Is it coming?
LeBron James got swept by the Golden State Warriors. The Cleveland Cavaliers,
okay, that's a fact. That's
outside of game one, really weren't able to put up the type of fight that would be needed to make that thing a series. Okay?
Not what I need to hear. Not yet. Keep coming.
What I need to say is, I went into the NBA Finals saying, there's no way that we can hold this against LeBron James. No matter what happens.
I remember that. We argued that.
In a sweep, if they lose in a five-game series, whatever it is, no matter what transpires in this series, how can anyone possibly hold that against LeBron James?
I heard that from you.
But you can.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! I want to leap across the table and give Bogey a hug.
And I'm curious.
He's come around. He's back.
Look, hold on. I'm not going to go as far as Mr. Sully, okay, and do, you know, tickle your little belly, okay, and say that LeBron James could never be considered the greatest of all time. Because you just want to protect your little boy, Michael Jordan.
He's out of my top 20 now.
I don't care about that argument.
I am at 28 now.
I've never liked the debate. It doesn't matter to me at all in any way, shape, or form. But LeBron James, at the end of that series and at the end of that game, to send his little schmuck, his little stable boy, whatever you want to call it, Brian Windhorst, out there on the finals broadcast, 90 seconds after the game actually came to an end? I think actually LeBron was kissing his wife as he was walking to the locker room, and then, oh, let's get over to Windhorst, who's got an update on the injury to LeBron James. You can't do that, regardless of whether or not it's true, okay? And we're inclined to believe that, sure, maybe he did have a hand contusion, there was swelling, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. You cannot send your little schlubby, disgusting Brian Windhorst out there, sloppy Brian Windhorst, out on the finals broadcast when everyone knows that he's your boy and he will never say a negative thing ever about LeBron James to report about an injury that transpired. Not to mention, that was self-inflicted after game one.
Of course. Whatever was inflicted, it was self-inflicted. See, you say he couldn't be held against him and couldn't change his legacy or his change of opinion. You know what? My opinion of LeBron James and the legacy of LeBron James, in my mind, didn't change at all from this finals. It's exactly what I thought it was. It's exactly. They were going to get swept. He was going to quit at one point. He was going to make excuses. He was going to hold up his hands and say, what can I do? Then there was the excuse of the alleged broken hand. That was exactly 1,000,000,000% what he has been. And it doesn't prevent him from, as a basketball player, being considered one of the greatest. But as a champion, not even close. Everything he does is the antithesis of what champions do. Everything he does. Me, me, me. Pout, pout, pout. Excuse, excuse, excuse. Everything. And to his credit, he's won three titles because of his incredible ability. It's certainly not because of his championship qualities.
I'm curious if anyone feels the same way that I do. That, you know what? You might have been a huge LeBron fan, and I'm still a LeBron fan. I still like the guy. I still think on and off the court, he does represent, you know, pretty darn good things, okay? Not a bad superstar to have and best player to have in the world, but did Friday kind of change that for you a little bit? Like, is your view of LeBron James almost more along the lines of what Wojo has always kind of had, you know, in his head. The phone number 248-539-9797. Take a text. Is it 97136? And I'll actually go a little step further.
Ooh.
Because it worries me from the standpoint of these guys make so much effing money. They have these unbelievable lives, these, you know, beautiful, you know, team chartered or private jets that they're flying all over the place. They make more money off the court than they do on it. They don't necessarily have to have a care in the world. And I don't know if anyone heard the comments from Donovan Mitchell the other day. Your boy, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, my guy, for sure. Yeah,
he was on a podcast, I believe, or a TV show. I have no idea which it was. But he did mention that, you know, he is a little bit worried about guys maybe not being as competitive or not having that desire or that inner fire.
You go, Donovan.
And that it can have an effect on the actual game and the result and the drama really that comes with it. And maybe this is a product of a guy who grew up in that generation and is coming from a different past, maybe not caring as much about winning and living and dying and breathing winning championships and winning games, because you didn't get that vibe from LeBron James with his little cast, soft cast in the press conference,
and
laughing.
And his
immediately
quitting
after
in game four, he took, 13 shots in the game. I said the only chance they had was for him to score 70. And he didn't even try to score 30, let alone 70. You know what the difference
is? And I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. If there actually was an injury, you do have to at least factor that into it. If there is swelling, the pictures do say that there was some swelling. There was some issue. Now, the fact that he went as far as to say, I basically played with a broken hand, that was...
Yeah, we haven't seen that official diagnosis, have we?
All I could think about watching that post-game press conference, I could just see your face. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Your boy. There he is. That's your guy.
I think I might have tweeted that out a few times. Oh, and then God. I started to realize that I was getting obnoxious on Twitter, so I backed
awful.
Off. But here's, you're right about that, the different way you grew up or whatever. I do think in a nutshell, this is a difference between, I'm not even going to get into comparison anymore, but the difference between Jordan and LeBron. Jordan, you know the story, you know, cut from his junior varsity team or high school team and, you know,
chip on his shoulder,
not the, number one overall pick, and LeBron, the chosen one from the beginning, and understandably so, an unbelievable physical specimen and the number one overall pick. So I can see why he wouldn't quite know the humility of coming from the bottom up. I could see that. And I think that manifests itself in these when things get tough.
And just to add a name to that as well, even Kobe Bryant. You know, Kobe Bryant was, you know, viewed as a Michael Jordan clone, you know, like Michael Jordan 2.0 essentially. And no one ever really debates whether or not Kobe or Jordan, who eclipsed who. Kobe obviously wanted to be just like Michael Jordan. But the one thing that you can't debate is Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan from a caring standpoint and being obsessed with winning and only focused on that. You always got that vibe when they were both out there on the floor. With LeBron, you do get the sense that LeBron wasn't as worried about getting swept out of the NBA Finals. LeBron was more worried about how guys like you were
how
going to perceive him.
How he would be perceived,
how
yes.
A person like me would potentially perceive it. And he was almost like, it's almost like he had a separate PR team that was trying to get out ahead of this story. And the story being, boy, LeBron gave up. I mean, he just had nothing. He was pouting and he wanted the excuse and that story to be the thing that was out there like, oh, LeBron, I mean, playing through that injury, man, that was just fantastic stuff. It was unbelievable. He actually was thinking about that during the finals.
He did, just like I'm sure he liked when that video surfaced of him on the bench before overtime about, I was just too devastated. I was just over. I was just too devastated.
And I understand that. I do. And honestly, I'm surprised he didn't just flat out punch J.R. Smith or like,
well, that's
put him in a box
in
and
over.
Ship him out to California just to get the heck away from him. I wouldn't have been opposed to him doing that just because the moment was so big and you got LeBron's performance was unbelievable in game one. So I realize I'm kind of going back and forth here because personally, I'm still pissed we didn't get the NBA Finals we could have had. But LeBron, that was as bad a look as you could possibly have for being the best player in the world.
And now we will find out where he goes next and if there's any, and we can get into it. Is there any reclaiming possibility anywhere, like goes to a lesser team and lift it up? I don't know how he gets. I think this is now officially the beginning of the slide. officially.
I don't know if I'm ready to go that far. 248-529-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'm going to go punch a clipboard and try to do the rest of the show with a soft cast on my right hand. So that's very exciting. No, again, do you kind of feel the way that I do? Where you love LeBron, you've defended him, you fought for him. You hate to say it, but Friday's game and the way things ended, it did change things for you. We'll, of course, get into the Dwayne Casey stuff coming up. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.